God is not only our Father, God is also our Mother. God is, in truth, our single parent. And we learn right away in Genesis 1 that both male and female are made equally in God's image. Verse 27, so God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. That means the one God functions as both our mother and our father. Through Isaiah, God says, sing for joy, O heavens, and exalt, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. It is most significant that the word for compassion in Hebrew literally means womb love. Rare is the mother who would reject the child of her womb. And the fact that we children issue from her is the basis of Mother God's compassion, an unconditional, unending love. In short, that means you can also pray to God as your loving mother. Reminiscent of Psalm 131, Dorothy M. Stewart wrote a beautiful prayer to God as mother. Settle my silly heart, good Lord. Hold me still in your motherly embrace, enfolded by your wings of peace and love and total acceptance. Soothe me, love me into peace, like a weaned child snuggled in trust on her mother's lap. So hold me, Lord, and let us enjoy this time together. Speak to my heart, if you will, but most of all, be present to me and me to you. I know that our personal histories with our mothers can vary as much as our histories with our fathers, positively or negatively. So the question I put before you is this: which would be easier and more comfortable and comforting for you to pray to, your heavenly father or mother? Though God is both and yet beyond both, focus now on praying to God as your heavenly mother. See where God leads you. Speaking for myself and my own life, women have exercised an even greater positive influence on me than men. A very loving single mother raised us. My older sister has been there for me all of my life. My wife of now 54 years remains the love of my life, my daily companion. And my daughter is a treasure beyond measure. I actually wish that women, especially mothers, could rule the earth. It just might put an end once and for all to wars, to sending sons and daughters into battle. Back in my 20s, I wrote a tribute to women, which I still stand by. Woman is the mystery of love given flesh. She is beauty given form, and wings given a body. Woman is the earth, ever bountiful, ever giving. She is the center around which life circles. She is the foundation from which life may reach to the stars. Woman is the fertile soil in which life grows, and all our roots lie in her earth, and in her heart rest the secrets of life, which we may not name, not even in our dreams. Woman is the great heart that breathes life into all other hearts, and in her face we behold the hidden purpose of all things. Was it not woman who brought love to this world? Was it not woman who whispered life's farthest dream unto her babes that they might go forward and be fulfilled? And what is love but a fire that shall yet consume the earth? And what is woman but the keeper of the flame? I invite you to pray to God as your eternal mother, who will never reject, but forever love you.